Subtitle of my research is Role of Housefly in Ecology of Antibiotic Resistant and Virulent Enterococci. Antibiotic resistance is a serious threat in clinical medicine. So when the antibiotics actually were introduced around 1940s, since then there has been several reports that bacteria are getting more and more resistant to all the available drugs. Actually, this pictures gets very scary when we find a report about some infectious agent like Staphylococcus aureus, and one report shows actually more than 90% of the Staphylococcus aureus are multiple drug resistant by 2005, where all of them they were susceptible around 60 years back. So this is a serious public health issue, and only due to this antibiotic resistance, the estimated cost in USA $5 to $24 billion per year. So if we want to look back, what is the reason behind the development of the resistant bacteria? We can see that 30% of the total produced antibiotic in USA are used for the human being, and 70% of these antibiotics are used in the agriculture, where they are mainly used to the food animal, either primarily as a growth promoter or as prophylactic or to treatment the infection. And this extensive use and misuse of antibiotic puts a continuous selective pressure on the microbial community, where the bacterial community actually they transfer the genes, the resistant genes on mobile genetic elements within the same species or to the different genera. Some insects like the field flies, they develop on the animal manure, and the gut microbial community of these insects actually adapt to the antibiotic pressure by extensive transfer of degradative genes. And some of these insect gut might provide a hot spot for the horizontal transfer of resistant genes through the mobile genetic elements such as plasmid or transposon. There are actually already several evidences that insect might provide the perfect condition for horizontal gene transfer in their gut. One paper just came out in about housefly, and they showed that housefly gut can provide the conditions for the horizontal transfer of resistant genes and also virulence gene Shigatoxin 1 among the Escherichia coli strains, which is a gram-negative bacteria. Some other studies have been done on Columbola or on Bombyx morin larvae and the plague vector fleas also. So my research question was, can housefly digestive tract provide the condition for the horizontal transfer of antibiotic resistant genes? And my objective was for this study to determine the potentiality of horizontal gene transfer among Enterococcus faecalis in housefly digestive tract. Based on this hypothesis, that horizontal transfer of resistant gene can take place in the fly digestive tract. So my insect of interest is housefly, because they develop in decaying organic material which has a rich and diverse microbial community. And they are already been associated with lots of potential foodborne pathogens such as Campylobacter jejuni, Escherichia coli, Vibrio cholerae, Salmonella. I use Enterococci as a model bacteria in my research because that is the gram-positive coccus, and there has been no paper published about the horizontal transfer of resistant genes among the gram-positive bacteria in housefly gut. Normally, Enterococci are the normal flora bacteria of animals and humans, and Enterococcus faecalis and Faecium, they are actually clinically the most important species because they are the third leading cause of nosocomial infection, that is a hospital acquired infection in the intensive care unit in USA. And they can acquire very easily the frequent and multiple antibiotic resistant genes. They have a great number of mobile genetic elements. Also, they are able to transfer these genes to even more pathogenic bacteria such as Staphylococcus aureus. Generally, the bacteria actually develop antibiotic resistance by genetic mutation, or they can acquire the resistant genes by three different processes: transformation, transduction, or conjugation. And I adopted the principle of the pheromone responsive plasmid conjugation, the principle of these techniques, and that is the best study system in Enterococcus faecalis, where you can see there is one recipient cell one recipient cell, which actually is able to release the sex pheromone. Actually, that is for some people the sex pheromone is kind of too much, so they change the name. That is now the a polypeptide pheromone, and that interacts with the pheromone responsive plasmid in the donor cell, and that plasmid actually then can release, induces the synthesis of the aggregation substances on the surface of the donor cell, and these sticky substances causing the clumping of these cells, and when the donor cell actually contacts the recipient cell, they form a pouring channel, and then donor cell, they transfer the plasmid to recipient cell, and as a result we get the transconjugant. So for my study, I used two different Enterococcus faecalis strains. The donor strain had rifampicin antibiotic resistant gene on the chromosome as a marker, and tetracycline resistant gene on the plasmid as a marker. Recipient cell actually had streptomycin resistant gene on the chromosome as a marker, and I used three different corresponding media to isolate donor, recipient and transconjugant. So how did I do that? First, I took the surface sterilized pupae and divided them into two groups. I took one group when the flies emerged. I gave donor inoculum to one group of flies, and after 12 hours, I switched them. They got the they received the recipient inoculum for 1 hour, and then actually I separated them in different petri dishes. Another group got the recipient first. For 12 hours, and then the donor, and then I separated them into different petri dishes. Every day I took 5 flies from each group. I dissected the labellum of the mouth first, and I surface sterilized the rest of the fly body to eliminate all the bacteria from the surface. And every day I processed labellum, the rest of the fly body and water for the following 5 days. And I process them on the selective media for donor, recipient, and transconjugants. So here comes the results. This results actually shows where from the flies they got donor first and recipient second. So as you can see in the graph, the orange bar actually shows the transconjugant concentration. And just after 24 hours of exposure of the inoculum, I isolated transconjugant from labellum and from the rest of the fly body, and again I isolated transconjugant on day 2 and day 3 and day 4 in a very consistent manner. But the results were most interesting. I found the result most interesting when I processed the water sample. In the water, I did not find any transconjugant on the day 1. First, they showed up in the water in day 2, on day 2 and then day 3 and day 4. But the most important thing here is that I found the transconjugant from the fly first, not from the water, and this result clearly indicates that the transconjugants are developing in the fly, not in the water. This is the result that from the flies, they received recipient first and donor second. And similarly, as the previous result, first I isolated them from the labellum and from the fly on day 1. And then I found them only from the fly day 2 on day 2 and day 3 and day 4. When I did the water sample, then I found actually the transconjugant on day 2 first and then day 3 and day 4. But every time actually the concentration was little less in the water, and first time I found them in the fly. So I think this indicates that the transconjugant, again, they're developing in the fly, not in the water. And the flies actually, they might contaminated the water. So can housefly digestive tract provide the ideal condition for horizontal transfer of resistant genes among Enterococcus faecalis strain? The answer is yes, with the high frequency plasmid transfer with antibiotic resistant genes. And this gene transfer is very fast, and transconjugant appear within 24 hours. I got more transconjugant in donor DR group than from the flies who got donor first and recipient second. 52% flies were positive for transconjugant in that group than RD group. And though this is not a good news for us, as you can see in that cartoon, but my results indicates actually another aspects of housefly, which makes them more important vector as public health perspective. I want to thank my professor and my committee member and the financial support grant, and thank you all for listening. Hi.
Hi. I have a couple questions.
Yeah.
So, what evidence do you have that it isn't the congregation that's going on in the neighborhood and not, especially with the stuff that we do? If the donor first, recipient second situation works better, because a lot of those donors get life and then a lot of free DNA there, can't they just get transformed? I didn't know the grandfather.
Actually, when we do the surface sterilization, that actually we kill all the bacteria from the surface, from the leg and from the whole body surface. So only the place they can survive in the digestive tract.
Right. Right. But no, my question is, how do you know they're conjugating?
Oh,
and
because
not the donor picking up maybe the event of life bacteria. I know that they're surviving.
Oh, because that principle actually we are using, that donor actually we did kind of like other, this is in vivo assay, but we did other in vitro assay. There actually we do the clumping assay, and then the donor actually they transfer the plasmid. That's their conjugation process. That for 10 donor cells, they transfer that plasmid to recipient when they get that sex pheromone, when they release the sex pheromone. They do kind of conjugation. That's actually a very well studied system, and that's actually you can do in media, in liquid broth, or on the plate.
Do you think that the persistence up to 4 days,
but
just don't, I know you still have donor recipient, and then you have your
sure.
And because it's in the water, are they just, they keep reinfecting themselves, so they're going to keep
Actually, I think that is a possibility, but you know, first they are developing in the fly, that's for sure.
Right.
But maybe, yeah, some because, you know, I cannot control the feeding, because this is not like a mice or rabbit that I'm feeding them. So flies actually, they feed on water. So definitely maybe some of them, they didn't have that, but then they picked it up from there. But I think the most important thing here is like a day where they are actually developing. And that is another thing maybe for your first question, that there, this conjugation is very specific. So Enterococcus faecalis, so far, they only transfer to another Enterococcus faecalis strain, not to even Enterococcus here or some other species of the same genus.
Is there any work that shows that Enterococcus can pick up, it can't just pick up naked DNA, it can't just be transformed?
No. Like all the time, we do some other clumping assay, but all the time, Enterococcus faecalis, they can transfer the plasmid only to other Enterococcus faecalis recipient cell. Only within the same species.
I think a lot of immune stuff in their gut.